Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy should give up his destructive plan to force advance notice when an employer is forced to shut his business down. We'll face off after this. You know, Ted, I'd really like to see you run a business. Then you'd be forced to deal daily with all of the goofy and harebrained anti-business proposals that you liberals in the Congress pass. The latest assault on business would not only require a business to provide advance notification of the plant closing, but it would also have to consult with employee representatives and even local governments on alternatives to the closure. The harsh reality of doing business sometimes requires that an unprofitable operation be shut down. It's called capitalism. By federally mandating advance notification and consultation, many already burdened and beleaguered employers will be pushed down the long road to bankruptcy. If you succeed in this one, Ted, the only folks left with jobs will be bankruptcy lawyers and labor union officials.
Al, I guess when you're home on the range and all you have to talk to is your horse, it's hard to see why plant closing laws make sense. 2 million Americans lose their jobs each year because their plants are pulled out from under them without fair warning. My proposal is simple. Workers and communities, too, deserve reasonable notice when a major employer decides to close a local plant. That's not any business, Al. It's basic fairness. When thousands of jobs and the well-being of whole communities are at stake, there's no evidence that advance warning hurts business, Al. All I'm asking is 60 days' notice. Canada requires 90 days, and they've never had a problem. Stop talking to your horse, Al, and start talking to real people. Working men and women who give 30 years of their lives to a company deserve more than 30 seconds' notice before their factory is closed and their jobs are lost. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.